I was 10 years old when I got polio, and it was before the Salk vaccine was invented. I was on the polio ward playing Monopoly with a bunch of other kids who had polio, and the radio was on, and they announced over the radio that this doctor from Pittsburgh had invented a vaccine to prevent polio.
Do you remember having a reaction to that news?
You know, it was interesting. I think each of the kids sitting around there or lying around, some of us were on stretchers, some of us were in wheelchairs. People reacted differently. People made jokes. People said it's too late for us. People got very quiet.
What about you?
I think I made jokes. I think I probably made jokes.
And Karen, would you describe for us the extent to which you were immobilized, the extent of your disability?
When I first got sick, I couldn't move at all. I was paralyzed. I was in an iron lung for a short time. I slowly was able to move. I couldn't walk. I was in a wheelchair. Eventually, I could walk. Then a couple of years later, I was put in a full-length body cast and had a spinal fusion. And when I was done with the cast, I came out and I could walk, and the spinal fusion was successful, and I went back to school.
What about Franklin Delano Roosevelt? Obviously, you find some similarity here, some fascination. I'll let you describe what it is. When did you first learn of FDR's plight with polio, and what is your fascination with it? I understand you are writing about him for your next project.
Right. I think that I was aware of him before I got sick because my parents were lefty liberals who adored Roosevelt, and there were always books about him around our house. And then once I got polio, he really became a figure to me like a family member. I think he was a great person to identify with in a certain way. You know, he was so brave, he was so active, he was indomitable, he was fun-loving. Like so many people who had polio, he's a huge figure to us. To be honest, I've always felt he was my grandfather.
Why?
Because of a feeling of such strong kinship. Maybe better said, I wanted him to be my grandfather.
So this fascination with him that started very early on for you, as you explained with having books around the house and your parents' fascination with him, how did it manifest in you? Were you reading all you could about him? Were you putting up pictures? How did it come out through you?
No, I wasn't reading about him at that point when I was young. I was just aware of him as a figure. I didn't have pictures of him around. However, I recently found a picture that I took of his grave at Hyde Park the year after I got out of the cast. And I have no memory of the trip to Hyde Park then, but obviously something was gelling in me towards him at that time.
Have you been back to Hyde Park since?
I've been to Hyde Park many times. I actually was a visiting writer there in the fall working on my new project, which is based solely on Roosevelt. After he had polio, a few years later, he bought a houseboat called the Larucco, and he spent 3 winters on the houseboat in the Florida Keys. During that time, he kept a nautical log, a handwritten nautical log, keeping track of the fish he caught, the guests that were there, the meals they had. And he had withdrawn from politics at that time. It was before he reentered politics. And this new project focuses on that period and the log.
Karen, how did you feel when the book was finished?
Nervous, I think. Excited. I felt satisfied that I had waited so long, and I don't think I could have written this book had I not written a lot of other things first.
Why Polio Boulevard? What prompted Boulevard?
Boulevards are big and wide and full of life. And when I was sick, life continued.